fire on the earth. Our Holy Father has said the church is missionary by her very nature. The church exists to evangelize. He's called for a new springtime of evangelization. To help us obtain the tools each of us needs to answer the church's call, this is Fire on the Earth. Here is our host, Peter Herbeck.
Good morning, friends, and welcome to Fire on the Earth. This is Peter Herbeck, your host. We're here one more day with our special guest this week, Gabby Pinedo, who's been sharing her story of her journey, her spiritual journey, but also yesterday telling us about the battle with cancer, that she contracted leukemia, and the many things the Lord continues to do through it to share with us. Welcome back, Gabby.
I thank you, Peter. Thank you. I appreciate this opportunity to praise the Lord for what he's been doing. Yesterday, I finished talking about the month I had to be in isolation. Thank God that treatment, at least the part of it, put me on remission. But because of the type of cancer that I had, besides the chemo, I had to have a bone marrow transplant. My son Daniel was getting married in September, right before I got diagnosed. And I couldn't go to the wedding because I had to start treatment. And that in itself became a beautiful experience of, I knew that I needed to teach my children that even the major events in life, like a wedding, when you trust in the Lord, that it shouldn't be a big deal that I was not there. I knew that, you know, they say that the moms are the heart of the home. Mm-hmm. And I thought, I need to show them. Because I could have made a big deal out of it, you know. Oh, let's propose the wedding or whatever, you know. And I thought, no. They have worked so hard. My son was going to be deployed afterwards. And I mean, it was just... And I remember telling Kathy, I said, you know, Kathy, I'm going to be there in spirit. I'll be praying for you, you know. And it was beautiful because God provided. They were able to stream everything. Thank God for technology.
So you got to watch it live as it was happening?
Yes.
In your hospital room?
In my hospital room. And then I was at the end of the month of my isolation. So I was able to do Skyping at the reception. Chris had bought a wig for me, and I was wearing the dress I was going to wear.
Oh.
Some of my closest friends were able to come into their room all with protective gear. And so, you know, I was there, you know. So then comes the transplant. And oh, the reason I mentioned the wedding was because my mom and my sister and my brother were coming from Mexico. And since they were there, and part of the transplant is to check your siblings to see who could be a match, God provided that my sister, Erica, who's the youngest, was 100% match for me. So after the wedding, she stayed in Houston, went through the whole process of evaluation and all that kind of thing that they need to do. And she was my donor. I had to remain in Houston for 7.5 months. After transplant, you have to be 100 days within the area for follow-up. And then, so my sister became, and I thank the Lord that she was able to be there for me that many months, because we rented an apartment and, you know, Chris was working from the apartment. You know, he's an attorney, great team of people helping him. But my sister was my main caregiver, okay? The pieces began to fall in place in the sense that I realized that my suffering was intertwined with what the Lord was doing in the lives, not just of me, but in my husband, my children, my sister, because he was calling out of each of us greater faith in him. And one thing is be the patient, but then the husband or the patient, and then my children, you know. Boys react to pain and, you know, things like that, very different than girls, you know. Boys are kind of matter of fact. Mm-hmm. And then my sister, the whole time that she was with me, the Lord used it. She's always been close to the Lord, but the Lord had to deal with some things with her. So I realize that our lives are not isolated. Any single event that happens in our lives is connected and intertwined with the body of Christ, because God's plan is for all his people to come to know him. I'm not the center of the world. So those months were a different stage, you know. And then a year later, you know, my yearly checkup, the doctor said, you know, I don't expect surprises, but we were surprised that the cancer had come back.
It had come back.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, there are different kinds of suffering. There is self-imposed suffering because you've been negligent about your health physically. There is other type of suffering that is, you know, emotionally self-inflicted because you have committed adultery, you know, you have sin, you have forgiveness. There is other kind of suffering that happens because of the action of others in your life, you know, if they hit you and kill your husband or something like that. Now, there is the physical illness when, you know, I was athletic, I ate well. There was no reason for me, when you look at the spectrum of things, to have cancer, because I was doing the right things. So then when I began to see, you know, this is God sent for me, I began to be open and began to learn that there were things that the Lord were doing interiorly in my spirit that unless I was in this situation, I would have never learn about myself and about his love.
This is the school that you mentioned in the last program that Jesus was taking you into. Yeah, deeper school, yeah.
And you know what? When you are the type of personality like me, type A, you know, I'm athletic, a leader, I'm this and that, you begin to, in your, even when your heart is with the desire of loving him and giving him all, there is a lot of you in it, you know, your ego. You know, and people begin to perceive you a certain way and make comments about you. You know, oh, she's the prayer warrior, and oh, she lives this and that. And you have to be very careful. You really have to ask the Lord for grace to not fall into this self-admiration. And the Lord began to show me how much of that was there that he wanted to clean. Mm. He wanted me to experience his love in a purer way where there was nothing I could do to deserve his love. Nothing I could do. And to, you know, I was never so much aware of my weakness and my sinfulness till I have gone through this in a way. I cannot tell you how much I have made use of the confession. In a way where I have truly wept. You know,
that's a grace.
I never before. It is a grace. Because, you know, I was never in drugs, sex, or anything like that. Oh, but that pride inside was probably worse than falling all those things there. So I began to see how the Lord, even through this new stage of the cancer coming back, was not done with me. And the Lord did a great miracle because in the process of figuring out what kind of treatment I was going to have the second time around, my cancer ended dropping drastically after I stopped taking a specific medication that had helped in my transplant. And it was something unexpected. It was something that is very rarely happens. And the doctor was kind of surprised. But I saw it as a sign that the Lord was doing something, you know. Now, with any cancer patient, you never know how long you're going to live. Doctors don't guarantee you're going to live forever. You know, you have the 3-year mark, the 5-year mark, depending on the type of cancer that you have. So right now, I'm on remission of what the Lord had done, you know, with that drastic drop of the cancer. And then I had one run of chemo.
How did the drastic drop happen? Could they explain it? Or they're just saying, we don't understand.
Well, what had happened was the medication for the transplant, I had to stop taking it to begin the new treatment that they were offering. And in the process, what they told me was that my sister's bone marrow was free because the medication helps you with the transplant but suppresses the immune system. So, you know, it's like they're tightening, you know, you're trying to fight, but they're tying your hands. And now the bone marrow was free to kick in big time fighting the bad cells. Mm. So that's what happened. And it's very rare. It doesn't really happen. But I saw it as a sign of the Lord really intervene. So I've been on remission not very long, you know, 3-4 months. But I decided to stop the treatment that they were offering me because it was going to debilitate me more and it was going to begin to kill my good cells. And I felt in prayer that, it's interesting, I'm not afraid of dying. Here comes my first grandchild. My mother-in-law died at my age. She never saw any of the grandkids. And I thought, Lord, I don't care if I don't see any more of my grandkids. Baby Leo has filled my heart with such joy. And I read a quote from a saint, I can't remember the name, but she said, I came from love. Love has walked me through my life, and love is waiting for me.
That's beautiful.
And then I thought, that's what my life has been. I have had such a good life.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I realized, too, that the richness of my Catholic faith, and this is something I want to emphasize and encourage any of you out there who are going through something unexpected. If you have had already kind of a prayer life and everything, it's not the time to stop praying. It's the time to engage even more. So throughout these, you know, 2 years and a half, I have kept up with my prayer life. I have actually increased because I cannot do now things that I was doing before in terms of service because I'm still weak a little bit. You know, I need to gain weight. I need to get stronger. But so the Lord, you know, like today's gospel, you know, Martha and Mary. Well, I was Martha all the way.
Yeah.
And now I'm becoming more of a Mary. And to me now is that if I don't ever go back to serving the Lord the way I was before, it doesn't matter because I'm loving Him and serving Him in the way He wants me to do that. Mm-hmm. So right now it's a lot more of intercession, a lot more prayer. Because when I hear things happening in my parish and this course and this thing and, you know, and you name it, I mean, my humanness, Gabby Pinedo, wants to be out there. And the Lord's saying is, no, you're going to be behind the scenes and you're going to be praying. You're going to be interceding and you're going to be listening to me, listening to me. And one of the ideas that the Lord gave me was that to substitute, because I stopped the, you know, the chemo thing, which was 5 days a week, you know, once a week in a month. He gave me the name of adoration therapy, where
adoration therapy,
therapy, and it all came out too because of some reading I had done and some listening of a priest who was talking about a mystic who's now a servant of God, Luisa Picareta, of some revelation she had of what happens when we go to adoration, that there is actually rays of light coming out from the monstrous. Mm-hmm. That the Lord wants to impart graces to people, even though we don't see them. And then I thought, oh, I'm going to go. You know, I go to adoration anyway, 2 times a week. But then during this specific week, I've been substituting what I would have gotten as chemo, just going to adoration 5 days a week. And I'm so blessed in Corpus Christi. We have so many adoration chapels. So I just go to Mass and then stay to one. And then I go to the other one, you know, and I go to the other one. And I've been more engaged now also in asking the Lord to heal me. I'm going to die, of course. But as I was saying earlier, I'd rather not die of leukemia. Now, if that's what He has for me, I embrace it. But in the meantime, I want to be a witness that the Lord can heal this. Because in the medical field, in the eyes of my doctors, the cancer will come back and I don't have many chances. And the amazing thing is that fear robs us from God's blessings in the moment. And what I'm doing now is live each day and enjoy each moment. Because before, even though I was serving the Lord, I was so wrapped up. I will be talking to you, hearing you, but thinking on the next thing. And now it's like, I'm talking to you and I want to absorb that moment to the fullest. Mm. You know, I have friends around me who have died of cancer, my neighbor. Not long ago, people that, and I go, Lord, I'm still here for a reason. But I will tell you, and this is what I want to encourage anybody out there, is to not doubt God's love. Mm-hmm. And whatever you're going through, His love is perfect. The circumstances might not be perfect, but your goal is to make it to heaven.
Yeah.
You know, to get there. And if to get there, I have to go through this here, I'd rather do it here.
Yes. You've been talking the last couple of days, I've been thinking about Gabby. That's kind of the process of purification is happening.
Yeah,
the Lord
absolutely
permits it to happen because He's answering the longing of your heart.
Yes, yes.
When you pray for healing, people pray for you, you get the best medical treatment and all that. But at the end of the day, you know you're in His hands and there's not a wasted moment in that.
No.
Boy, time just flies by. But Gabby, I just want to thank you for coming.
Oh, you're very welcome. Thank you for having me.
Very inspirational. Very good to see you again. And thank you for sharing your inspiring story with all our friends. Friends, the same Lord that Gabby's trusting is the same Lord that loves you and loves mm-hmm. you perfectly. You can walk in that. God bless you. Mm-hmm. Have a good day.
This has been Fire on the Earth. It's heard here Monday through Friday at this time. Our host has been Peter Herbeck, Vice President of Missions at Renewal Ministries. You can contact Peter or listen again to this program on the web at renewalministries.net. Fire on the Earth is brought to you by Ave Maria Radio.
Friends, in this year of mercy, I'd like to offer you my new booklet, St. Francis Used Words. St. Francis is really a model of mercy, and he communicated that mercy through both deeds and through words. And Pope Francis reminds us that each one of us is called to do the same. If you'd like a copy of this free booklet, call 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789, or contact us on the web at renewalministries.net.